Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We read this morning from the revelation of Jesus Christ to the Apostle John, in the 5th chapter, beginning at verse 11. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshiped. This is God's word. In the name of our Savior, risen and reigning, dearly loved by God, stop, look, listen before you do what? I don't know if schools still teach that. You children would know that better than I. But I learned that you are to stop, look, and listen before you cross the street. All of us are on another crossing that we will not escape. And that is the crossing from life on this earth to eternity with our God. The risen and reigning Christ first gave a vision of that heaven to the Apostle John, the disciple whom he loved, his dearest friend among the disciples during his ministry on earth, when John had been exiled onto the island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea. John stopped, and he looked, and he listened, so that he would not miss a single element of what his risen and reigning Savior was showing to him for the strengthening of his faith and as the content of the letter that he was to write and send to the seven churches in Asia Minor. It is a letter about Christ's triumph, about his Easter victory, about John's Easter victory, about our Easter victory. The Holy Spirit and the church have preserved that vision for our learning. We don't only see, but we hear. We hear the song of the angels to honor the Lamb. It is a song directed toward the Father and the Lamb on his throne. And it is a song that contains seven words of praise. This portion of the Living One's revelation to his dear friend John came after he had earlier commanded John to write the revelation down and share it with the seven churches in Asia Minor. And in that vision, the Savior gave to John and gives to us a vision of heaven's open door. We look through that open door and we see a number of angels so great that it is impossible to count them. And they are surrounding God's throne. On God's throne sits the Father and the Son, the perfect Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And also they were surrounding the four creatures and the elders. The angels were joining now in singing a song to honor the Lamb. In the verses just before this, we read that the living creatures and the elders had begun that song to honor the Lamb. And where we enter the revelation is where the angels join in that song to honor the Lamb. They honor the Lamb who is not only the Holy Son of God, but is also the Holy Son of Man, triumphant in fulfilling his mission to pay for the world's sins, resurrected and ascended, sitting at the Father's right hand to rule over all things and to make daily intercession on our behalf. In earlier verses, we hear those creatures and those elders singing their praises to honor the Lamb, to sing that heavenly song of triumph. We come in now with the angels and join that song. Does that sound familiar? We do that regularly in one of our communion liturgies. We offer a prayer, and then we offer a proper preface that speaks about the wonder that God did for us in Jesus and that time of the year. And then the pastor says, therefore, with all the company of saints on earth, all the saints on earth and the company of heaven, we join their glorious song and sing. And there we sing the Sanctus. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Already, we believers in the church join that song of the angels in honor of the Lamb. After the angels began singing and joined the four creatures and the elders, John wrote, then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing. What a glorious sight and sound. Every created thing singing God's praises, honoring Jesus Christ for the work that he had done. The joy and glory of Easter is something that we see and we hear every time we hear God's word. It is that glory. It is that strength that we use every day as the context of our lives, the context of our work and of our play, the context of our conversations with our friends and our enemies, the context of our loving and humble and self-sacrificing service to God and to one another. It is the song of our new life. We were dead in our trespasses and sins. Those sins separated us from God. And now here we are with the angels around the throne of God, singing to him, honoring him for the work that he came to do. Remember, Revelation is not a story about something that's going to happen in the future. It is about the victory and the triumph that we already have in the cross of Christ. We put ourselves in this picture right along with the angels and with the creatures and with the elders. We are part of all those living things that gather before the throne to honor Christ. We do this because our salvation is because of Christ. Our salvation belongs to Christ, who bore our sins in his body on the tree and was raised again for our justification. But like every song, this song of the angels in honor of the Lamb has specific lyrics, specific words. And in this case, there are seven. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. The lyrics of a song tell a story. A good songwriter bears his or her heart and soul in the words of their music. That's why Merle Haggard, who passed away this last week, was such a great songwriter. Because the words that were in his heart, he put them down on paper and really made them come alive. There are seven words in this song of praise that reveal the holy hearts of God's angels, that reveal the hearts and souls of Christ's people as we stand before the throne of God now in time, but then in eternity. In the Revelation, seven represents perfection. It is the joining of the number three, which is the number of God, and four, which is the number of man. And when you put those together to make seven, that represents the perfect and complete action of God's plan of salvation with lost sinners. Those seven words represent the complete and perfect redemption that our Savior, the Lamb, carried out on his cross as he took our place under the law and then offered his holiness in perfect sacrifice on the cross. Notice that the angels, when they sing, say that these words belong to the Redeemer. They don't belong to the redeemed. They belong to the Lamb. He is worthy to receive them because they are his qualities that he possesses. They are the things that we, his church, give to him rather than to ourselves because of our salvation. He is worthy to receive power. All the power of our forgiveness and salvation belongs to Christ. The Greek word there is the word we get our English word dynamite from. It is that power of God to save us that saved us because we can't save ourselves. To him belong the riches. All of the riches of our salvation and our forgiveness, all the riches that we possess of our spiritual blessings, they all belong to him because of the work that he did, and he gives them to us. To him belongs the wisdom. Jesus Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Jesus, his son, to come into the world, is the plan that God had in his mind from eternity in order to save us. That is the wisdom, the good way of doing something for us because we can't. His is the strength, a strength that he showed doing his miracles. Strength that he now exercises for the sake of the church. Strength that rules all things and controls all things. It is the strength of Paul who says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. He gives me His strength. That's what enables me to endure. His strength is the strength of my faith that keeps me believing, that preserves and protects me till I get to heaven. To Him be the honor, the esteem, the highest regard for carrying out my salvation. All glory is His as God. We praise and bless Him for the work that He came to do. We get another foretaste of that song in another one of our communion liturgies, where the pastor says, and to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and thanks and honor and glory forever and ever. We sing that song already in honor of the Lamb. My 8-year-old granddaughter, Noelle, loves to play hymn number 714 in the Christian Worship Supplement, The Lamb. It is one of her favorite hymns to learn to play. I'm going to close this morning, not by singing stanza 3, although it would still be glorious because of the message. It is glorious now, even when we speak those words in the imperfect voices that God has given us. But how much more glorious it will be when we all have those perfect voices, when we gather with those tens of thousands upon thousands of countless angels and all the creatures that God has made and sing that song of praise and honor to the Lamb. He rose. He rose. My heart with thanks now overflows. His song prolong till every heart to Him belong. Worthy is the Lamb whose death makes me His own. The Lamb is reigning on His throne. Amen.